This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
First, let's start on the policy of DACA and the government shutdown. And, you know, John is saying there's this confidence that they're going to avoid a shutdown because they just don't see Democrats going to the line on that. Don't know if that's the case with four business days left.
I couldn't agree with you more, Brad. I think it's extremely dubious because every time the government is shut down that I've witnessed, and I've witnessed it happen a number of times, the Republicans get the blame. That doesn't mean they deserve the blame. It doesn't mean that they're responsible for it. But it does mean that people who seem to suspect, and not incorrectly, that the Democrats are kind of the party of government and the Republicans are not, and that if anybody's responsible, it's going to be the Republicans. It's happened every single time that there's been a shutdown. So the Republicans have often recovered from the damage that you can see in polls afterwards, but it's always hurt them. And it's not clear to me that in the age of Trump, with his unpopularity being as high as it is, that if there's a government shutdown, even though the Democrats would be doing it, it will be alleged to protect illegal aliens. That's a good talking point politically. But I'm not sure it's going to overcome what has always been the gravity on this issue, which does not favor the GOP or its presidents.
Yeah, and we should point out that the push for another continuing resolution, which would be a short-term keeping funding at the same levels, really is getting tiresome on Capitol Hill on both sides of the aisle as well, specifically from people supporting the Pentagon, who say the military can't operate in this for the fourth time, a CR.
That's right, and of course there's a tremendous dispute about whether if you're going to blow the spending caps, which are what have restrained military spending, on that side, whether you don't also have to do that on the domestic side. Democrats will try to insist on that, so that's another sticking point they have to negotiate their way through here. There doesn't seem to be a widespread disagreement that the Pentagon needs the money. But the Democrats are going to want more money for domestic programs, and obviously the president and his team are going to resist that. So we'll have to see whether that plays out, and we could get a shutdown even if DACA isn't a part of it.
Yeah. Lastly, on all the coverage on this meeting, this Oval Office meeting, what was said, what wasn't said, and the coverage of the president, the charge that he's a racist, and then to see the president say, "No, I am not a racist," in response to a question, it's all been quite something to watch.
It certainly has been a spectacle. We don't often hear or see presidents put into a position where they feel they need to say that. But this president may be clumsy with his comments and crude and insulting at times of other countries, and sometimes it would seem of certain people. That does not, in my judgment, make him a racist. But, you know, it seems at this point that his critics will throw almost anything they can find at him. You remember a couple of weeks ago, he was crazy, insane, and needed to be tested. And before that, of course, he was a traitor because he was colluding with Russia, and on it goes. Now, not for the first time, we're back to his being a racist. I think the president would do well to tailor his remarks more carefully on issues where race might be imputed to him or racism might be imputed to him. But I don't think the case has yet been made that he's a racist. But here we are.
Yeah, it's been something.
Here we are. I mean, the thing is that when you get 90% of the news negative about Donald Trump, what do you draw? What do you conclude from that? Like Scott, like you and I have been talking about, it just keeps cycling. I mean, he's a sexual harasser. That didn't stick. So he's a colluder. And here we are. We've spent over $7 million to prove the case, and we still have nothing about him being a colluder. Oh, well, then he must be a racist. Okay, well, what else is he? He's going to be a money launderer. I mean, it's just never ending. The way they attack him. And of course, Brett and other people say, well, he needs to stop tweeting. He needs to be more delicate. Well, you know, how can you make a round peg fit in a square hole? It's just not going to happen. I mean, he is what he is. And because he responds back to all this negative media, then they say, well, that's not right. Well, you know, hey, look it. He is our president, and look at the bottom line after everything is said and done, right? Horace Cooper coming up next right here. Stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, if it's going to happen, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is Dick Durbin and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the ilk that continue to side on the, on the side of partisanship. It's got to be all about the Democrats. If it's not, then, hey, something's wrong. And we're going to turn this world upside down, including maybe even stopping the government and not coming up with a solution, which they should have had taken care of a number of years, just like health care. But it's not. And here it is. It's been kicked down the road. And thank God we have a president who says enough of this kicking the can down the road. Horace Cooper joins us now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as promised. Nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, Happy New Year to you, buddy. How are you?
Great. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Hey, excellent. Good to have you with us here to talk about all this stuff political and DACA and what Durbin did to blow things up. I mean, interesting, he claims the president was a bit vile about some what was Haiti and African countries, which was a whole nother conversation. But he did not like the president's characterization. And, of course, that has given opportunity for the media to say S-hole, hundreds of times now if we add up the accumulation of it all. And so now they're able to say S-hole all over the place. But the president says he didn't say that. And we've got two other respected senators that were in the room and as close to Durbin as Durbin was to the president, saying that's not what was said exactly. But, admittedly, the president did say that his language was aggressive.
Yeah, so, here's the interesting thing. We as a country formally fund government assistance, federal assistance, and we as a people give privately charitable assistance. We actually don't send these funds, and we actually don't offer foreign aid to prosperous, successful, amazingly accomplished countries. The funds that we send overwhelmingly go to places that have desperate needs. Mm-hmm. It is, to me, ironic if you point that out, that makes you somehow negative. I tell you what, which would you prefer? Would you prefer that I use a disparaging term to reference you and write you a big check, or I don't use any disparaging terms about you at all, and I don't write you a check? When you go to the doctor and he says you have cancer and they have a counselor there to explain to you that this is going to be serious, do you get upset because the nature of the seriousness of the situation or the awareness that the situation has been identified and that it's real.
Exactly. Well, this has been the problem with our country for a long time, Horace, this age of political correctness, and we want to be so genteel about things. And this is why we are here, the whole cumulative effect of our broken immigration system, people being misunderstood, and now here we are. The media has been weaponized, our language has been weaponized to such a point that everybody's offended at the drop of a hat.
That's true. I do want to mention that not only have a couple of senators challenged this recollection, the president's staff also challenges this recollection, but I found most telling was that when C-SPAN ran unedited Dick Durbin's comments the day later, after he left the White House and was in Chicago, he specifically said that he was offended by the president's use of the term chain migration.
Yes.
And he said he challenged the president. However, he said the president said the other word, the S-hole word, and he never says that he challenged the president.
Right.
Here's what I would want to wonder. Are you telling me that you were more offended by chain migration being said than this other thing? If that's true, then you're telling us a lot more about what the agenda of Democrats is.
Exactly.
I think what's more likely true is the president used chain migration and didn't use the other term. I think that's what really happened.
Yeah, but even still, where is there somebody to tell Durbin, are you out of your skull? What are you arguing? What point are you trying to make in all this? I mean, we have serious problems. You know, you've got kids that are standing on the edge of their seats waiting to see what's going to happen with their future, and you're using them as some sort of negotiable pawn. And the thing is, unfortunately, about this, because of the politicization of this whole DACA program, these kids are going to misunderstand who their allies are. They think their allies are the Democrats. They think that's who wants to help them. But lest they forget, it was President Trump who took it out of the shadows and said, hey, we're going to settle this. We're going to give Congress 6 months to do their job. They should have done this years ago, and they didn't. And we're going to resolve this problem, which then is the is part one of really addressing the broken immigration system. Don't you think? Horace?
That's exactly right. That there is a process in America. It's called the Congress does its part, the president does its part. It is not the case where we had in our prior administration where President Obama said, I have a pen. Mm-hmm. And that meant, in his mind, he could just simply create rules out of whole cloth. Mm-hmm. People ought to be commending President Trump for saying, we're not going to let that be the process by which major policy determinations occur. We're actually going to follow the process that the Constitution creates. If we're going to have laws, they must come from the law-creating body.
Exactly.
The Congress of the United States. If you don't like what those people are doing, then you need to replace them with people you do like. But what we shouldn't do is let this process go forward where the president alone acts. And that's what Mr. Obama did. And folks who are in this situation with DACA, they ought to be standing up and cheering the president. He brought this forward. He's made it central. Everyone must pay attention to it. We ought to be watching, what are people actually doing?
Relevant to President Obama's actions with his phone and his pen, as he said, I was wondering if the CBO ever did an analysis, or would they have the courage to do an analysis, Horace, of how much money he actually cost the American people by his unilateral actions?
Well, I tell you what, I haven't seen any such analysis, but I think it would be useful. But I will tell you, it has created a laziness on the part of the public and in particular the media. The idea that whenever you want something, you just demand that the president do it, whether you have the authority or not. You just saw a judge say the president made up this rule out of whole cloth.
Right.
And the incoming president...
Got to go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there. Horace Cooper, right...
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
As we put money back in the pockets of all Americans, including our farmers and ranchers, we're also putting an end to the regulatory assault on your way of life. And it was an assault indeed. For years, many of you have endured burdensome fines, inspections, paperwork, and relentless intrusion from an army of regulators at the EPA, the FDA, and countless other federal agencies. Is that right, by the way? That's why I'm truly proud to report that within our first 11 months, my administration has canceled or delayed over 1,500 planned regulatory actions or assaults, more than any president in the history of the United States. We have cut 22 regulations for every one new regulation. Think of that one. If the Democrats got their way, they would reinstate every single regulation that we're cutting and add many more burdensome rules that don't do anything but hamstring our economy and burden our people and our farmers.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator and analyst, is with us. Horace, no doubt the first year of this president has been outstanding at every turn. You look at unemployment rate amongst black America, Hispanic America, all-time lows, probably the lowest it's ever been in black America. He did go to the black, to the people of color, and said in the black communities and said, look, give me a chance. What have you got to lose? And look what's happening as a result. Black America is seeing that what is happening has been very positive under Donald Trump. And as some blacks have commented and said, gosh, this is the kind of stuff we expected under Barack Obama. But now we have this white rich guy out of Manhattan that's doing the job on our behalf.
Sometimes you need a president who'll do the job that the black president won't. Here's what's amazing about this. We are seeing the kind of record accomplishment in terms of employment and in terms of economic growth that people said wasn't possible for America. They didn't just say it wasn't possible for Donald Trump. It wasn't possible for America. The days of the kinds of dramatic growth, by the way, we're only talking about 3% growth rate, just simply wasn't possible in the United States. And that was the reason why Barack Obama didn't get 3% annual growth for any year of his 8 years as president. When they finally give us the number for 2017, I bet you a six-pack of Coca-Cola that we will have about 3.4% GDP for 2017. And when they give the final number 2018, I will give you a 12-pack if we don't have 4% or higher GDP. Yep. That will be dramatic in the lives of average American people, and particularly for black Americans.
Well, this is what they're seeing. You know, I like, Horace, what a pastor said yesterday as he was celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And he said that he in a way, and I appreciate his perspective on this, even from a Hispanic standpoint, he says, us saying black America, you talk about something that puts us back. He says, we lived a black America, you know, when we were restricted in how we could vote and everything. He says, there were two Americas during that time. He says, Martin Luther King did all that he could do to make us Americans. And I appreciate that sentiment. And that is something that people should really hear and beat on. And I think people of color, I think all Americans should gather from that, because ever since, I don't know, what has it been, 3 decades or so that we've been bifurcated? You know, suddenly we were Hispanic, we were Mexican Americans, and we're Asian Americans. And all of a sudden, in the process of doing that, we have disunified this country. And we want to hold on to the past instead of move on into the 21st century and embrace the fact that we all are Americans.
That bifurcation has hurt us. It has hurt us culturally. It has separated us when our neighbors are seen as being one tribe or group than ourselves. The beauty of what Martin Luther King said was that we were all the children of God, and we were all Americans. That bifurcation has also hurt us economically. We have been, as a community, more interested in taking from whatever group we think has achieved more and handing it over to whatever group we think deserved more. Mm-hmm. What we're looking at now is a change in that. Instead of the bifurcation, we can come together as a community. Here's the irony. The president was criticized, President Trump was criticized over his remarks about the national anthem. But the surveys say Black Americans are also very much troubled about the disrespect to the flag and joining the rest of America in agreeing that this behavior was incorrect. The growth that we're seeing in the economy, because the President of the United States, Mr. Trump, wants us to be America, mm-hmm. has meant that a lot of people, Black, white, or brown, are seeing really remarkable improvements in their lives. Because things had gotten so bad for Black Americans under Barack Obama due to the very harmful economic policies that he put in place, it is not a surprise to me that Black Americans have benefited substantially more than the rest of the country under President Trump's policies. They have been pushed out of the marketplace, and so there are many, many more Black Americans available to join the workplace. Mm-hmm. So this doesn't surprise me at all. It's good news, but you can't call it racism if Black Americans are actually doing better than the rest of yes. the country while the whole country is improving.
But you're bringing up an excellent point here, Horace, and that is that if we get out of this bifurcation and we truly become united, we all draw benefit from a united effort. I mean, think about it. On the playing field and the sports field, I mean, here we are entering the Super Bowl season and everything. You know, we don't relate to somebody as a Black Steeler or a white Steeler. He's a Pittsburgh Steeler. They're identified by their team. Our team is America's team. And this is our identification. But politics, the culture would want us and all these things. Think not that there isn't this, we call it the Saul Alinsky playbook. You know, these offending forces that do not want the great American experiment to succeed. We have been a stick in the eye of all these despots and all these other political efforts out there around the world, and here we are very successful in much the same way we're seeing it as a microcosm between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Democrats do not want to hand this president any more victory, any more wins than what he's got, and in spite of them putting their sticks in his spokes as he's rolling down the hill and trying to roll this country down the hill toward another victory, we still continue with the stock market at record levels, unemployment all-time low, home ownership at an all-time high and increasing. It is a very bright future, but this is what, just like Colin Kaepernick, where you can keep on kicking at the impossible goads and you still find yourself going nowhere.
Absolutely. We are on the cusp of really great things happening in this country, but it's going to require us to come together. And Martin Luther King's national holiday yesterday is a great day and a time for us to reflect on that.
Well, I'll tell you, a great time to reflect on him and his words that carry out to this day, Horace Cooper. And when I hear his speeches and I hear the powerful words that he used, not that he was a perfect man. Nobody's claiming perfection for Martin Luther. But he was a man for that time, and I say a man for this time, whose words are very appropriate and very powerful.
Absolutely. And that's going to be what will get America. The president says, make America great again. We've got to come together. We've got to recognize that we're
exactly.
Americans. And when we do that, everything will fall into place.
Talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison.
the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Gifts of kindness to renew. Love from heart sincere and true. Oh, children come. Oh, children come. Oh, children come.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Eddie Scarry joins us now. He's a media reporter at the Washington Examiner based in Washington, D.C. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm good. Good to be here.
Hey, always good. How was the School of Rock, huh? You had a chance to check out the School of Rock this past weekend?
Thank you for asking. Yes, I was in New York, my first Broadway show ever. I'm not really a theater buff. But...
Your first Broadway show? You got to be kidding me. Really?
It was good, yeah.
Yes.
It was good, though.
Well, that's a good one to see. We were just there. Every Christmas, we love Manhattan at Christmas time. I know people think we're crazy. I was born and raised in California, but I think it's about 40 years ago, I fell in love with New York at Christmas time. And I love the theater, so I'll go there, and if I'm there for 7 days, I'll see 10 plays in 7 days, and we saw the Bronx Tale last time, and then John Leguizamo. Is it Leguizamo? Leguizamo pronouncing his name, but his premise, which is what Latin history for morons,
had some possibilities, but unfortunately he just twisted it politically, and I think he ruined it, which could have been a good walk down history lane of America. But, I guess he channeled some old professors there, that took him down a route that I think misrepresented and rewrote history in a way that was unfortunate. But I think it has potential. That's just for me. But School of Rock, a lot of fun for you, and that's great. I'm glad you had a chance, to, even if it was your first musical there in Broadway. But good fun for you. Hey, let's talk about what's hanging in the balance here. Thank you very much, Dick Durbin, who, out of a private meeting and for political purposes, has put the risk of a continuation of our government and things that are rolling along. I mean, it's just another stick in the spokes of Donald Trump that I say that the Democrats are using. But, man, what a firestorm this has caused.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess we're going, on day three or day four of talking about this, because it's the easiest thing in the world for the media to talk about. It's all over TV. Of course, they have every Republican they can find to come on TV to then ask them if they're a racist, or ask them if Trump is a racist, rather. But you are right. Actually, I was just talking about this on Twitter. I think the bigger story, that should be the bigger story for the media, is that the negotiations for the Dreamers have now just been blown up by Democrats who are trying to save them.
Right, exactly.
This was a comment that if it happened the way it's been reported to happen, and enough people have confirmed that I think to say that it's true, the president still denies it, but even assuming it's true, this was a private conversation. Negotiations are made in private, and you don't go around talking about the particulars of them unless you want to see them blown up. And it turns out, I assumed that it was Democrats. I think rightfully they came out and they leaked the conversation, because it was Democrats who immediately after it was leaked came out to publicly confirm it. Mm-hmm. The idea that they come out and really blown up the talks, I hope that as Dreamers are being rounded up and shipped away, if it comes to that, that they send up a prayer for Democrats to put them in this position.
Yeah, exactly. Which they put them in the position to begin with anyway. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. And it's not like Democrats didn't have a chance to solve this problem, just like they did with health care. But they keep pushing it off and hoping that somehow it's going to stick to Republicans and give them some sort of political advantage. But the fact of the matter is they are equally complicit in this whole matter. And the kids are being used. I say kids. These are actually grown people. I think the DACA group of people averages, about 36 years of age, something like that.
Yeah, they're definitely, by and large, they're adults. You might call them young adults, but oftentimes, I think even the president himself has referred to them sometimes as kids, to only correct himself to call them young people, I think is more accurate.
Right.
And also just going back to another thing that I do want to point out, I have to keep stressing this to people, even to reporters that, that work with me at the Washington Examiner, was that in the initial report that broke, that was in the Washington Post, that it broke, and it was about these comments that the president made behind closed doors, is that, you keep reading the reports and it'll say, and then even worse, that Trump said we should get more people from Norway, which obviously the implication there is that he wants more white people.
Sure, right.
Well, actually, the original report in the Washington Post said that he also said he wants more people from Asian countries. He thought that that would be more beneficial to the economy. So, and Asia is not a white, it's not a white continent. The countries there are not white people. Mm-hmm. So I always have to keep stressing that too, so they don't think that this was purely a racial issue. If anything, it was a worldist issue, is how I like to put it. It's about New World versus Third World.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and it is about countries and not the individual people that we're talking about here, too, Eddie. And the thing,
right.
The thing that Democrats have used, if it isn't sexual harassment, it's it's always something else. And in this case, now we're back to playing the race card on on the eve and going through Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And, it's just disgusting. I want to tell the Democrats, stop it with this junk. You're serving an ill purpose. Sooner or later, you're out of bullets. I mean, the people find all this posturing that you do quite hollow and empty.
Yeah, and I'll make 2 points real quick, assuming I don't forget the second one. But the first one I want to make is, again, that these were perfectly, they were, I guess, Republicans, Trump, and Democrats were coming into these talks apparently in very good faith. As we saw that meeting they had
after Tuesday, televised right,
about
exactly.
an hour. Mm-hmm. They all seem to be coming to this very clear-minded, ready to negotiate, ready to make a real deal and a fair deal. Mm-hmm. But the idea that, you know, and I think this is what Democrats who leaked this conversation, who leaked these comments, I think that's what they're hoping for, is that the talks will get blown up, the president will feel pressure still to deal with the Dreamers, and so they'll just deal with that on a, you know, on a clean bill, basically, specifically dealing with extending their protections or offering them legal protections or whatnot. I think that that is not a good bet to make. It's a fairly small number of people. I don't think that, you know, and the president has come to this saying, I want this to work out. I'm ready to offer some kind of deal, and I need something in return, which is how these things work. You're supposed to give some, both sides are supposed to come out of this with something. Mm-hmm. And if they think that, if Democrats think that they're going to get this all on its own, I am interested to see if the president is strong enough, I guess, to hold out on that. We'll have to see. But I think that is a very risky gamble, and I do not think Republicans are going to take the blame for that.
I'll bet you anything you want, Eddie, the president is not going to yield. He is who he is. You know it. Everybody else knows it. The Democrats are rolling some serious dice on this thing. He is not going to flex. And I'll bet you anything on that. I'll bet you another musical in New York, okay?
That's okay. Not a bad bet. I hope that you're right. I mean, just for the sake of, you know, all the things that the president, you want to believe that the president is consistent. He actually believes in certain things, and this does seem to be one that he is pretty firm on. You know, I think that, you know, for his supporters who heard the comments, they thought, oh, wait, he is serious, and he hasn't forgotten about us. He hasn't forgotten about the things that we cheered for at his rallies.
We got about 30 seconds. Can we fit in number two, or did we forget?
Number two, I've now forgotten. I think
okay.
The point about Democrats on its own was pretty good.
Exactly. Well, Eddie Scarry, always good to have you with us. You always have an open door right here to be on the show with us, a media reporter at the Washington Examiner based in Washington, D.C. Eddie, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Talk later.
You got it. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. In fact, good news, girl. Viral video time. Been a while since we talked to Samantha.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, it's all about you, and it's for you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, Samantha Mills Mal is in the house. I told her, I said, look, at, you know, I know that when she got married, I was part of the prenup. We just cannot be apart this long. I mean, this is the longest we've been apart since we've been together. We've been apart, what, 4 weeks or something?
At least 3 weeks. I'm having like, yeah, so it would be, this is like a month since we've had to talk. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't even have dogs that you're away from this long. I mean, come on, what's the deal here?
I know.
Yeah. Well, it's
good. I've missed you a lot.
I've missed you too, and it's good to have you back. Of course, Sam, yes, the one from Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. She scours the highways, the byways, everything she can for all these viral videos, these videos that people are talking about. Hey, did you happen to catch, I'm sure you did, this one had millions and millions of hits, of that one guy coming out of his house and he hit the black ice and he goes sliding down his driveway and you just see right before he gets to the end of his driveway as he's slip sliding on this black ice. There's a car driving by, and he finally, crashes on the grass. And fortunately for him, the only thing that he lost was a little bit of his dignity. As he comes into the house, his wife says, what happened to you? He's all messed up and everything. He goes, well, I slipped on the ice. And so she doesn't even ask him if he's okay. She goes, hey, let's check out the video.
Oh, my God. So, is that how it ended up getting filmed? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're filming this poor guy.
And it's millions. Unbelievable, this poor guy at his expense. So it wasn't about, hey, honey, are you okay? let's go to the video, And so,
I thought this was hilarious.
Well, but
and she was totally right. We thank her for
yeah, but thank God for him, because, I mean, for all us, mature men, we know we lack the flexibility that we had when we were 10 or 11, and to watch him, and you're thinking, oh, gosh, there goes the hamstring. Okay, the knee's out now.
He really had some good balance to see him sliding down. He stayed up almost all the way down to the end of the track.
Exactly.
And then he, fortunately had that mailbox that kept him from rolling out into the street.
So. Yeah, and the car's driving by, and you're thinking, oh, but for some bad timing here, I mean, he could have been a hood ornament.
Oh, my gosh.
And it could have been much more complicated. But such is life in America today, especially with the cold snap going around. Of course, Scott's used to this. You know, he's in the middle of a heat wave because I think it's 0 degrees there in Minneapolis. Scott, you were saying? Yeah, I think you stepped away for a moment.
Yeah,
oh, there it is. 0 degrees. See, he's in the middle of a heat wave. This is the way they handle it. You know, we complain here. We're in the East Coast in Florida. It's, you know, anything below 60 degrees, the people here in Florida, all the snowbirds, they get real cranky, you know. And there's about to be a junta of some sort, I guess, if they could find the weatherman in charge, I guess. So just as long as it isn't the same guy that created all the craziness in Hawaii by hitting the wrong button over the weekend, huh? Did you hear about that one? That was crazy.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, my daughter.
Did everybody?
Almost 40 minutes, about 30. Yeah, my daughter, Bob Waliszewski's daughter's on the Big Island. I mean, and the thing is, Sam, that's so crazy, and this is what they found out, and anybody going to Hawaii found out the reality of any kind of alert like this, is you've got 20 minutes. And we had friends that were visiting our daughter and grandson and son-in-law, and they were at a hotel, and they went into the lobby, and the people are there with their family, their kids, and they go, what do we do? What do we do? And the hotel's going, we don't know. I mean, that is pathetic. Yeah. I mean, to think you know, and even though this was an accident, this was a real exposure about systems all the way around the Hawaiian Islands. So they've got some major PR to do and some strategy to fix up here, because what they did to these people and how they were scared. And I asked my daughter, I said, you know, because one of the things, they have sirens all over the island. And so when there's a threat like this, the sirens go blasting. And I said, well, did the sirens go off? And she goes, Dad, that was what made me suspicious about it, is we got the text. There was no sirens. And, you know, so it was kind of odd. So what we did, we huddled together in this one bedroom, which is probably the safest place in the house, and that's all you can do. And they tell you in the official government document, they spell out that you got 20 minutes. When you hear an alert, you got 20 minutes to find shelter. That's it. And there's no universal shelter you go to or anything like that. It's just, hey, you're on your own until this is all over.
That must have been about the longest 40 minutes of their life, you know, just sitting there waiting.
You imagine? And I think of these families, especially. I think of all these families that had kids that are in the hotel going, what are we? And they're going, hey, we don't know. You got to be kidding me. But anyway, hey, on to your list of viral videos. We got an opposing team goalie lending a player his truck in a snowstorm so he can see the birth of his child. Huh?
Don't you just love when stories are like that, when there's opposing teams that come together for a great purpose?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Milwaukee Admirals player that recently his wife gave birth to his son, and he was up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, playing a game, actually. His name's Pierre Cedric Labrie, and it was during a snowstorm, so he was trying to get a flight or get a cab or something because he found out it was the night before, and he finds out his wife's water broke.
Oh.
And the earliest he can get there is 6:30 in the morning. He can fly to Chicago, and he still would have a 90-minute drive to Milwaukee, where he's from. So he ends up asking, he wakes up one of his other teammates, who recommends that he talks to the goalkeeper on the opposing team, this guy, Tom McCollum. Mm. And so Tom ends up loaning him his truck that was, you know, built to go through the snow. And Pierre makes it at 6:10 to the hospital, and his child's born at 6:50.
Oh, perfect.
The next morning.
Well, that's
I got perfect.
I don't know if I told you, but I got caught in a snowstorm with our youngest son, and I was caught in where was I at? In Tahoe, and I couldn't get out. People were so sweet. A guy came up to me. Here's my first class ticket, the first flight that gets out. You know, you can go out, and it was just at that point we were all snowed in. And my wife was already in very progressive labor, and I thought, oh, am I going to be able? And fortunately, I was able to catch a flight. The skies opened up just enough for me to get on a plane to San Francisco, and then I was able to make it in time. So I can definitely relate to this situation and how sweet everybody can be that comes around. Because suddenly, you know, the buzz is, hey, we got somebody here.
you know, his son is coming, and we need to get him to the hospital in time here. And, you know, the snowstorm and everything had closed down the airport. It was pretty crazy. Anyway.
Wow, this story is very close to your heart.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now, this next one, you got a mother of two winning a $5 million winning ticket, huh? And that she bought by mistake? Good mistake.
Can you believe she bought this by mistake? Yeah. Her name's Akana Saharov, and she's from Edgewater, New Jersey. And she actually just meant to buy a $1 scratch-off ticket, but the clerk mistakenly gave her a $10 ticket, and she felt so bad that she ended up saying, you know what, I'll just pay for it. Mm. So she paid for it, and she uses it as a bookmark for 2 weeks without ever scratching it off. And finally, she decided, you know, she's just like, you know, maybe I should go ahead and scratch off this ticket and win $5 million, which she's going to get. She's a mother of two. She's going to get over the next 20 years. She's going to get about $170,000. So she said they're going to take a big family vacation. But that's, you know, basically she wants, like, stability for her children. And, you know, now they've got a college-free tuition, all because the clerk made that one mistake.
Well, I hope she went back and took care of the clerk. Thank you for your mistake.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, exactly. See, there are some mistakes that are positive, that are good. When you push the wrong button and you alert an entire, you know, state that you're on a missile alert, that's a bad mistake, okay? But this one is a good mistake, and we're happy for that. All right, let's talk about a story that's close to home for you is Judy Bryant. Tell us about Judy.
That's right. So Judy Bryant actually is a real estate agent here in Greenville, and her story is just amazing. You know, when my mom actually first started working with the company she works with, she came home and she was telling me about Judy Bryant. Judy had fallen at a house that was under new construction.
And we're talking your mom, help me, Wanda, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's her. And so she was, you know, my mom hadn't even gotten to really meet Judy yet because she had just started. But so Judy, you know, is just loved by all the people around here. And she went to a house that's under new construction and she was by herself. And, you know, I guess it's something she doesn't usually do, but she slipped and ends up hitting her head on the concrete. And her son gets a phone call from her church group the next morning that she hasn't shown up. And he knows that there's something serious going on if she's not showing up for church. So he uses the Find My Friends app that he used to use to keep track of his mom.
Uh-huh.
And he finds her, and she's covered in about 1,000 ant bites. She goes to the hospital, and they end up giving her a 0% chance of survival. They put her into hospice, and, you know, the doctors are sitting there watching, and she's getting a little bit of signs of life. She starts moving her toe. She starts moving her leg. She starts moaning. And she says she just remembers praying to God, you know, I'm ready. If it's my time, I'll go. But if not, then, you know, let me be here for my children. I'm here. Mm-hmm. And she ends up pulling through. She ends up being awake. I remember getting to find out. She was just featured in the local news around here, and people should really check out her story.
Yeah.
I mean, doctors don't know how this happened. It had been 10 days since she had had food or water because she had been on life support, and they checked her vitals, and all her organs were still in good shape. And, you know,
amazing.
We always wish for another day with a loved one that we lost, and, you know, fortunately her children and grandchildren will get that. And,
boy, talk about a renewed appreciation for life and mother and grandma, right?
That's right, absolutely.
Wow. What a great story. Well, there are more stories available, and just go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. Right there, Sam's done a great job, as she does every week for us. Sam, thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Appreciate it. You got it. Bye.
Bye.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
fully cooked,